Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, this is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining the show today. It's just a blessing to be here on this radio station and wherever you are listening today. I thank you for tuning in. And the name of my website and the name of my ministry is Torah Life Ministries. And Torah Life Ministries is based on the foundation of all scripture known as the Torah. And it's not what Moses has given us. It's what our wonderful Creator has given us through Moses. And it is the foundation of all scripture. It's the first five books of the Bible. And that is known as the Torah. Now, many Christian churches and pastors often mistakenly call it the law. And they say, we're no longer under the law. Well, folks, Torah means guidelines and instructions of our wonderful Creator, Yahweh. And it's the greatest gift He's given us as a foundation to know and understand who Yeshua was, the one we call Jesus, and what He did for us and why He did it for us. So we got these two amazing things. We got the foundation, and then we got the beautiful house that we could build on top of it, which is a righteous life. But without a strong foundation, your righteousness is going to be very weak and just crumble. So we need to understand and make sure that our foundation is strong. So our wisdom and our knowledge and our understanding of the words, the guidelines and instructions, and the will of our wonderful Heavenly Father, Yahweh, needs to be, excellent. We need to have His Word. We need to understand His Word. And the only way we're going to do that, besides praying, is to read His Word. And most Christians will not open up their Bibles prior to, or they start in the Gospels, and they think that's where the Bible starts, and it doesn't. It starts in Genesis. In fact, Genesis means Bereshit, beginning, and that is the beginning of the Word, and that's where we need to start. And you'll understand it much better if you start from the beginning. I always say, if you walk into a movie and you walk in the middle of the movie, you're going to have a complicated time to understand what is going on and what is happening. However, if you walk in a movie at the beginning of the movie, you're going to have a much better chance. Now, what are you going to do if you walk in the middle and the theater is really crowded and you're really confused of what's going on? Chances are, you're going to ask the person next to you, what's happening here? What's going on? And you don't know when they walked in the movie. They might have came right before you. And they might not know what's going on, but they'll try to explain to you what they think is going on. And if they're not correct, now they're telling you something, and now you're believing them, so now you got two people believing something that's not correct. Well, most Christians, including the pastors and the teachers, have not read or studied or teach their scriptures from the beginning. They do not really know what's going on. They have a wonderful, beautiful heart to teach people and to let people know the truth. But they're doing it according to their own understanding, not according to the words of Scripture. And there's a Scripture that says there's a path before each person that seems right, but ends in death. So this goes beyond what we think is right based on when we came to the movie. This has to be based on what the Creator's Word says. And the best way to understand, besides prayer, of course, is to read it from the beginning of the words. And read all the words of Scripture. When we do that, we can get a much better, clearer understanding of Scripture. And then we could start testing everything like the Scriptures tell us to do. And we could start questioning, why are they saying this when the Bible says this? And then we also can look at some different Bible translations about certain things it says. Questions that we have, questions that we can't particularly come to the best answer. And we could figure out and say, well, this is why this is saying this instead of this. And we could take it from there. So I want to encourage everyone to read your scriptures on a daily basis, on a regular basis. Read your scriptures so you know what's going on, so you see what's going on, and take action and follow what they're saying to do, how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, and so on. But I want to talk today about wickedness versus righteousness. Because when we look at the word righteousness as a believer, as a Christian, thinking of what righteousness is, it basically comes down to the word right. And what is right, according to Scripture, is called righteous. And what is right is doing what our Creator said to do, living the way He told us to live. And that's really what it is. Now, It says if we live against the way he told us to live, that's what sin is according to Scripture. Now there's willful sin, and then there's sin that we just, we're doing and we're not sure we're doing it. And it says in the Scriptures there's no there's no sacrifice for willful sin. So if you're making your life a practice of living in sin or living against our Creator's guidelines and instructions, trust me, you think, you know, he loves everybody no matter what. There are serious consequences. And it says over and over again in the Scriptures what those consequences are. And I will submit to you, not only does our Creator love us, but, you know, because of certain ways we decide to treat his word and our attitude towards it, he hates us in certain instances. And he could still love us, but he has a hate. Now, before you hear that, you got to understand the word love and hate in our own definition or our own idea is way different than what it is according to our Creator's definition of love and hate. And basically, to love is to take care of, and to hate would be the opposite. So he's not going to take care of those that are making a practice out of living unrighteousness and living against his word. He's always there and willing for us no matter how far we slipped, no matter how bad we've done. But until we come around and repent, you know, he's not going to take care of us at least the same way that he would if we weren't. Yes, folks, he died for sinners and we're all sinners. And praise the wonderful Creator that he didn't, he's not there only for the perfect, because none of us are perfect except Yeshua. But we have to understand, it's not about slipping up, repenting. It's about, what are we making a practice of in our life? And if we're making a practice of living unrighteousness, living against our Creator's words, and not repenting for it, well, we're going to look today and see what it says in the Scriptures about that. And hopefully that'll help us understand things more clearly. The real problem today is we've lost the lack of fear for our Creator. We fear things of this world more than we fear Him. And because of that lack of fear, we don't take the Word seriously anymore. And because of that, many of you aren't even reading the Word. And I'm calling you back to read the Word and understand. And Yeshua died for us. Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, died for us. So not we would live in misery and live with the fears of this world, but we'd live in joy and trust Him. And we'd have, with the fear of Yahweh, we'd have just such a peace and calming over us. And as we look at the Scriptures here and we see what it says, this is what it's talking about. So it talks about in Psalms 5 about praying to a wonderful Creator and speaking to Him daily and giving Him our time. And David asking Yahweh to hear his prayers and answer them. You know, but it goes on and on in the Scriptures talking about, and David says it right here in Psalms 5:4. It says, "For you are not Elohim, you are not a creator, enjoying wickedness, nor shall evil live with you." You understand? We want to live with Him. We want Him with us all the time. You know, and that capability is there for our righteousness, even our willful repentance, for our willful sin. But we want Him there. You know, He says, "He shall not dwell with evil." He does not desire, it says in the Scripture, it says, You know, those that are wicked, you know, I take no pleasure in those that are wicked. I only want them to repent, you know, so they can live. That's Ezekiel 33:11. So they can live, so they can have life. And that's His desire for us. He is not a creator enjoying wickedness. Now, many Christians listening will say, "Well, I'm not wicked, so I don't have to worry about that." Well, what is wickedness according to our Creator? It's not what we think it is. Wickedness is living according against His words, which is an abomination. So you might think there's nothing wrong and it's very innocent if you're eating pork or breaking the Sabbath or living an immodest, immoral lifestyle. You might think, well, everyone else is doing it, so it's okay, and it's not wicked in the Scriptures because you love Yeshua. No, it's wicked in the Scriptures because our Creator calls those things wicked. He calls them an abomination, and the only way you're going to know that is to read your Scriptures and find out. And then when you do that, you pray on that, and then you see what the truth is and what He's really saying here. It says in Psalms 5:8, it says, "Lead me in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make straight your way before me. Lead me in your righteousness, in the right words. Lead me in your Torah and your will and your instructions and your guidelines. That's what David was asking for, to be led in righteousness, not to be led according to the world's ways or according to things that tickle our ears, but to be led in righteousness so we will know the path that we should take, that narrow path. He said, David said, make it straight before me so I don't fall off that road. Because if it's curvy and windy, I might fall off. But no, make that path straight before me, that path of righteousness. And that is what Torah is, folks. That's what the guidelines and instructions of our Creator are. And that's what's going to give us the joy that we need. Oh, and this morning when I was reading this, I got took so much joy in hearing this. In 5 verse 11, it says, but let all you who put their trust in you rejoice. So let those who put their trust in our wonderful Creator rejoice. Let them shout for joy forever because you cover them. Hallelujah means praise our wonderful Creator Yahweh. He covers the righteous. He covers us no matter what is going on, no matter what seems to be wrong, when the world comes against us, because we're following His word, rest assured and take joy, shouts of joy, because He covers us in righteousness forever, as it says in the scriptures, because you cover us and you let those who love your name be joyful in you. See, it's not about happiness, folks. It's about joy. You know, happiness is based on something that happens in the world. It's a reaction. Unhappiness and happiness. That's why you get the word happens or happiness. But joy is something that can only come from our wonderful Creator Yahweh, that comes from the inside. And we need to take joy, and it's going to be joy. It says right there, you know, all who those who love your name be joyful in you. And we look at that, and I say, in Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, love His name, Yeshua. And I say, our wonderful Creator, Yahweh. This is David speaking, a man who had a heart for Yahweh, and he said it right there. Let them shout for joy forever, because you cover them, and let those who love your name. Who love your name. So if you're watching here right now, and you're listening to this somewhere as you're driving, do you even know our Creator's name? And do you love His name? Do you fall in love with His name? Well, I will submit to you, you need to, when you're praying, you need to ask Him, reveal to me and give me a love for your name. He is our wonderful Creator, and you can call Him a title. You can call Him the Lord. You can call Him our Creator. You can call Him our King. But His name is Yahweh. And you address Him by His name, and you could use all those other titles as well, but you use His name, and it says right here. It says, and let those who love your name be joyful in you. There's only complete joy in our wonderful Creator. If you are a believer, if you consider yourself a Christian because you have said some words accepting Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, with your lips, but you do not have joy in your life, you need to get back, read your scriptures, and get back to praying and ask Him what you are missing, because you are missing something. It says right here in Psalms 5:11, those who love your name be joyful in you. And then look what it says in Psalm 5:12. In 5:12 it says, for you, O Yahweh, will bless the righteous. For you, O Yahweh, will bless the righteous. What we just saw in verse 5:4, it says, for you are not an Elohim enjoying wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. So He doesn't enjoy people living against His guidelines and instructions. They shall not live with Him. But verse 12 says, for you, O Yahweh, will bless the righteous. You will surround him with favor as with a shield. Hallelujah. How many of you want to be blessed with the righteousness of all, with the blessings of our wonderful Creator that's due to your righteousness, which is basically living according to His word? How much easier can it get? This is why it says, my commandment shall not be burdensome. My commandment shall not be burdensome, because as long as you follow my word, I will bless you with righteousness. It will be a shield for you. A shield from the wickedness of this world, from those that I do not desire to dwell with because they are living an unrighteous life. The thing that looks good to the world, that wide path that people are taking, no. You get off that path and you come to this narrow path. And no, it's not easy, but you know what? I will never give you something you can't handle. And you will be blessed. I will bless you for your righteousness. Remember that. Remember that when the world is coming against you. You know, don't you think the prophets, don't you think the disciples, don't you think Yeshua Himself, the world came against them. He said, they will hate you because of me. But He says right here, you know, we will be blessed for our righteousness. those who love his name, you know, he will cover us. Hallelujah, folks. Hallelujah. As for wickedness and those of you doing wickedness, when I go to a church, I see more prayer for healing of disease than any other topic. I see prayers for overcoming all these different things that we are responsible for. And I know many of you don't want to hear that, but I'm telling you, if you live against our guidelines and instructions of our Creator, you're going to have consequences. And I'm not saying everyone that's sick or everyone that has a disease is based because of something they did, because clearly it shows in Scripture that there were people that had afflictions for the glory of Yahweh. They suffered afflictions, the blind man and so on. But if you're living against our Creator's guidelines and instructions, and your disease, distress, unhappiness, or lack of joy is due to something that you're doing, you need to check yourself, and you need to change, you need to turn, and that's what repent is about. You need to repent. The church doesn't want to hear that. They don't want to think about the word repent. Think of what it says in Psalms 1:1. It says, "Oh, blessed is the man who has not walked in the counsel of the wicked. Blessed is the man who has not listened to those who's not following our Creator's words." And a scary, sad thing is most of the church today, especially the mega churches, are not following our Creator's words. And as ludicrous as that sounds, because we have become so brainwashed to follow man instead of follow our Creator, that is the truth. It says we need to delight in His guidelines and instructions. We need to delight in the Torah of Yahweh and meditate on His Torah day and night. Consistently meditating on His instructions day and night. That is His delight. He takes no pleasure of the death of the wicked, but He delights in those that stick to His word. Not those that hang around with the wicked, that hang around with the Torah breakers, that hang around with the unrighteous. Now, Yeshua did. Yeshua hung around with them to teach them, to set an example, to lift them up, to save them. Not to bring them down, not to judge them and kick them while they're down, but to try to help them. And as it says clearly in Scripture, if somebody invites you in the house, bless them and pray for them. But if they reject you, and they reject righteousness, kick the dust or the sand off your sandals and keep walking. So I don't seek to go out to the righteous when I'm out there. I go to seek to go out to the unrighteous. And I could have wonderful conversations and fellowship and prayer with some of the unrighteous and prayerfully, hopefully one day, disciple them. But when I go up to people, whether they call themselves a Christian, a believer or not, many of them will reject. They'll reject the word. They'll reject Scripture. They'd rather talk about the latest movie, the latest song, or the latest fashions than they would about the words of our Creator. They know all the names and the words of the secular songs, but they don't know the words of Scripture. What we do is going to be who we become, folks, and we need to do Yahweh's word. We need to love it that much. We need to be considered and called by the world society, if you want to say a Jesus freak, or a religious nut, or something else. Take that as a compliment. Take that as a compliment. When people call me legalist for following our Creator's guidelines and instructions, they're not hurting me. That's complimenting me. That's encouraging me. If I'm following His word so closely where people realize that, hallelujah, praise our wonderful Creator. Yeah, I understand there's going to be some times where we might be weak and some things are going to happen that it seems we can't handle, but He will never give us something that we can't handle. Remember that. Stand for righteousness, and He will cover us, as it says. We got to think about these things, because we have a lot of brothers and sisters going through a whole bunch of things that's just tearing them up. And the enemy's trying to take people away from not only living righteously, but from having faith in a wonderful Creator. But we need to be faithful and remain faithful amongst all things, always. And the Scriptures give examples and examples and examples of this. But people have even lost the faith of even a mustard seed. They don't even have that much faith. Because it says in Scriptures, even if you just have that much faith, you'll be blessed. And people just don't have it. Because they only want to believe something that they see with their eyes or something that they could feel. That's it. They're not going to trust and believe our Creator's word. They're not going to trust in His name because they're not studying Scripture. They're not going to live according to his instructions. So some other man said do it a different way. And they don't have faith because they're lacking spiritual vision. You know, so we need to judge each other to lift each other up, folks. And if you're listening right now, I want to encourage you to get to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. TorahLifeMinistries.org. And look at the videos on there. Listen to the podcast on there. And realize that the love of our Creator will hurt, and there are consequences because it goes against our flesh. What He wants us to do and what our flesh wants to do isn't always the same thing. And we have a choice to make. It says, today I stand before you. You know, I present to you life or death. Choose life so you may live. Well, the fleshly thing to do is to go against our Creator's word, and many of us are choosing death in our actions and our attitude towards our wonderful Creator and our attitude towards others. Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, is known as the living Torah. The living Torah. That's what He's known as. Because He's the guidelines and instructions and the will of our Father Yahweh in the flesh. And He sets an example for us how to live and how and what we should be doing and how to do it. And I would say the majority, and don't take this in a way where you're going to turn off the radio right now. I tell you to challenge me on this one. But I will say the majority of Christians out there today are not following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And that is wickedness. I said that one time, and a Christian man was in a room and he got really upset at me. He said, we follow the guidelines and instructions and we keep the commandments. I said, how's that fourth one working out for you? See, some of you don't even know what the fourth commandment is, but, you know, most certainly most people aren't doing it. And, you know, I would submit when it comes to from a idea of dress and also from food and health, I would say more non-believers are following the scriptures closer than believers in many different areas. But we've let the world take over what's important and what should be important. And that's what the enemy does. And we can change that, folks. We could turn off this radio show and say, I'm not even going to think about what this guy is saying because I don't want to take responsible for my life. I don't want to take responsible. But I want to believe that, oh, I've said the words I have to say. I've accepted Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. So it's all up to the Father now. No, or we could say, I do got a responsibility. Because He died for me, I need to be serious about this. And I'm not doing this to be saved. We got to understand, folks, we're saved by His blood. However, because we are saved, we should have every desire to do this. We should have every desire to follow His guidelines and instructions and follow His word. And we should go and tell others and teach others. And we should be standing up in our churches and telling about the abomination of the things that are going on there. You know, not just the popular things of today's world, but the abomination in every area that's taking place. We need to speak up. And if you're listening to this Christian radio station, and you're listening to the other Christian programs, and you're hearing a Christian pastor, I don't care how popular they might be, telling people that it's okay to live against the words of our Creator, that we no longer need to follow those things because there's something new, so we no longer need to do the old. Well, they're wrong. They're incorrect according to the words of our Creator. Don't take my word for it. Go read the word of our Creator and see what it says. And then when you realize they're wrong, what are you going to do? Are you going to continue to do those things, or are you going to change? The definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing and expect something different. If you want blessings in your life, if you want the joy that our wonderful Creator promises us for being righteous, if you want the covering our wonderful Creator for loving His name, folks, the instructions and guidelines how to get that is in the scriptures. If you continue to live against the word, against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, and you continue to live in sorrow, you continue to worry about the fears of man, and you continue to fear the world and the diseases of this world more than you fear the sin and the things that our Creator tells us to stay away from, nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change. So we need to get down. We need to pray to our wonderful Creator that He would give us a heart for Him, just like David did, and just like it talks about in Psalms 5 and all the Psalms. We need to connect with Him. We need to have a relationship with Him and closer than anyone else and put Him first. And our love for Him has to be so powerful and so strong that nothing is going to distract us or take us away. Nothing. That's why you had people that wrote the scriptures willing to submit their fleshly human life, because they understood and had a connection with him and knew that eternity is much greater than our time here. And it didn't even faze them that they were able to do it with joy and with pleasure. And we fear a man and what man could do to us. You know, we need the greatest weapon in the world, a relationship with our wonderful Creator. Throughout anything and the knowledge of Scripture. Just like when Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, was tempted. What did he do? He quoted Scripture. But Scripture is the word of our wonderful Creator. And that's what we got to do, folks. And we got to stick to it. You know, we don't want any unrighteousness and these things, listening to these repetitive things taking over our life. And when you listen to, I don't care if you call it a Christian program, or if you call it a secular program, or a pagan program, if it's somebody that's telling you lies, if it's somebody that's telling you things that are going against the words of our Creator, you need to repent, and you need to stop doing that, and break that evil cycle. That's what you need to do. On my website, every Friday night, we get together and we fellowship at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can go to my YouTube page via my website, or right on my website at the top of the screen. It says Friday Night Hangout. And we go there and we talk and pray together and just have a wonderful time of fellowship. For those of you looking for fellowship, all the instructions and videos on my website talk about these different topics. And you can put comments and questions below those videos anytime. And, you know, just desire to find other believers that are around you that are living and know the truth. And, you know, that's how we can lift each other up and help each other. You know, life's going to throw us some hard times, but our Creator will never let us be in a situation that we can't handle if we desire and seek His Word. And we need to remember that and remember, you know, all those who put their trust, you know, in our wonderful Creator will find joy. And me, as a fellow brother, I want you to have joy and peace on your heart, everyone who's listening. And, you know, it's okay if we've made mistakes in the past. It's not about the past. It's about what we decide to do right now and move forward to the future. And you could start reading the scriptures right now, you could, unless you're driving. But when you get home, open up your Bibles, Genesis 1:1, and start reading it through. And if you understand it, highlight it. If you don't understand it, question it. I pray about it, but just don't skip it like it's not there, because every single word is the word of our Creator, and we have to hold dear to it. So I want to thank everybody for listening today on the program and on the show, and may you have a blessed day, and may a wonderful Creator bless you for your righteousness, but may He rebuke you for your unrighteousness so you could wake up and your eyes will be open. Until then, everybody, have a great day, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
The dust was stained a crimson red beneath the shadow of that tree. The blameless one became our sin to set the prisoner free. A place of punishment and shame, now set apart for love displayed. The Savior's blood cascading down, that hill became a sacred grove.